On September the 15th of 2020, deputies Nolan Berkey and Cody Haley were working the Perdido Key area when they were dispatched to an address on Inverarity Point Road in reference to a welfare check on an elderly man. The elderly male's son called, stating his father had fallen at some point during the day. At the time of dispatch, Hurricane Sally was moving into the area, and strong winds and rains were present. Upon the arrival of deputies, they observed the residence to be 300 to 400 yards off the road. In addition, this residence they responded to was waterfront property and was already flooded. To get to the residence, both deputies had to wade through three feet of water in hurricane conditions to locate the elderly male. Disregarding their own personal safety, both deputies worked their way to the residence, having to go around to the rear where strong storm surge was increasing. They heard a faint voice requesting help. Deputy Berkey and Haley made entry into the residence and located the male lying on the ground, unable to move. They requested EMS. As they waited for EMS to arrive, the storm surge continued to rise, at which time they decided to carry the male from the residence through the wind and the rain and high water surge to safety. Due to the actions of Deputy Nolan Berkey and Deputy Cody Haley, they are awarded the Medal of Courage and Life-Saving Medal October the 9th of 2020.
It's amazing some of the things that our law enforcement folks do in scary situations, in helping ordinary people who are having medical issues, or in emergencies like a flood caused during Sally. And kudos to our Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies who got awards on Friday for things rightly deserved, amazing things that they have done. Joining us now, Chief Chip Simmons. He is the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. This has got to be one of the bright spots, along with, I'm sure, when citizens are thankful. That's also a bright spot in your day. But being able to really brag on some of your deputies and have the sheriff brag on the deputies, that's fun stuff, right?
It really is. You know, you go day in and day out, and we read the reports, and we hear the accounts internally. And a lot of times we put them out, but when you have an opportunity to do that in a public venue like that and to read the accommodation, to read what they actually did, it's one of the bright spots in law enforcement. The unique thing about this ceremony was that, you know, because of COVID and because of the hurricane, we had to go back and we didn't have to go back. We went back and awarded the deputies that were, even the ones that were at the NAS shooting. Mm-hmm. As you remember, we did give some awards to some of the deputies that were there, but there were others that had life-saving awards given to them on Friday. So it was just a number of events that we could probably talk for an hour on.
Yeah, and I know the one deputy who had saved two people in his vehicle, getting them back to the hospital who had been shot, that wasn't a valor medal because he wasn't rushing into the fight, but he was saving lives, which is, you know, one of the that's one of the things, whether it's the SWAT team, the way they engage a suspect, or whether it's ordinary arrests or anything else, saving life is really, you know, one of your primary missions. And, you know, just to be able to recognize that, I love it. One of the other things, your employee of the year, I think it was Rodney McKinney. This is something that doesn't get an awful lot of attention necessarily, but this was for communications. And maybe talk for a second about what he did and why communications is such an, because you tend to think about somebody being involved in a shootout or somebody, you know, saving a life in a flood, but communications is so vital to what you do, right?
Well, that's correct. And I think it's just indicative of the fact that we're not just an agency of sworn deputies. We have a number of civilian employees, whether it's dispatch, crime scene, obviously our IT folks and our records people, because again, we can't do it with just the sworn deputies. It takes all of the employees at the sheriff's office. And again, what you just mentioned, Rodney McKinney is part of our IT section. And what people may not understand is we have become quite a computerized society, and that goes for the sheriff's office as well. Whether it's dispatch, you know, dealing with our radio system, everything is computerized now. It used to be we'd get a radio and you'd change the channel and you'd have to actually touch every radio. But now, because of technology, they can do that kind of remotely, you know, and the importance of having someone that can keep that system, whether it's a radio system, whether it's a phone system, whether it's a computer system, the computer aided dispatch, everything, crime scene, all of our reports are obviously in the computer system. I don't think people have any idea the sheer number of people that it takes to maintain a system like that.
No, absolutely. Anything happen overnight or in the last couple of days? I know there was a shooting over the weekend. We'll get to that if there was nothing else since then. But anything happened recently that we ought to know about?
I know, if you remember, we assisted Escambia County in capturing one of their inmates that walked away from a road crew, Jeremy Peacoat. We assisted them in picking him up. Other than that, it's the shooting that you're talking about near LaSalle Way, where we had two people shot. But unfortunately, as too often, we don't have any real information. They're not being overly cooperative.
Oh, that's a bug. Because I know that's, again, one of the things you want to do is you want to help protect people. But when the people you're trying to protect won't cooperate, won't give you information for whatever reason, you know, obviously it's very difficult for you to, you know, go ahead and solve these crimes. One of the things, you know, I don't think you and I have talked about this. I may have talked about this with some of our other law enforcement interviews, but I don't think you and I have talked about this. It's a case that is, we haven't been talking about much lately, but the Breonna Taylor case. The predicate of that case was this issuing of a so-called no-knock warrant. And I just wanted you to maybe take a second and explain to people, in Escambia County, are there ever warrants where you're not obligated to give any kind of notice? Because my understanding was the Supreme Court had said you have to knock and then you actually have to wait. And it's a long time. Like, I don't know. I thought it was like 10 or 15 seconds, even an enormously long time for somebody to respond. But what is the sort of the practice of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office when it comes to knocking, no knocking warrants and waiting, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, we do not do no knock warrants. I've spent, as you recall, a lot of years in narcotics and working on federal task forces. And we have in the past applied for no knock search warrants. And that's only because of the fact that there were people that, you know, that perhaps we were working with ATF, and we had people with automatic weapons, and they had surveillance systems, and you had to put in there why knocking is dangerous to the sheriff's office or dangerous to the people that might be inside. But I can tell you that we haven't done one of those in probably 20, 25 years, and we don't do them at the sheriff's office. Now, the rule is that you knock and announce. There's no set time that you have to wait. The 10, 15 seconds is too long, likely. But it's whatever's practical. And again, how many times do we talk about things and it comes down to what is reasonable? And what is reasonable with regards to a homeowner defending themselves? What is reasonable regarding a deputy that's performing their duties? And it's the same thing. If you go to a house and someone's standing there in the doorway, or they run inside the house, or there's a screen door and you can see the people inside, where knocking is a moot point. You can, you know, obviously you're declaring who you are, sheriff's office, and then you also tell them it's a search warrant. I mean, I can't tell you how many search warrants I've been on, and that we have knocked, and then we're continuously saying police department or sheriff's office, search warrant, because we obviously want people to know this, you know, it's not a home invasion. These are law enforcement officers. We do that for our safety as well as the safety of the people that are actually in the home.
When you execute a search warrant and you identify yourself, how much of the time are they like, okay, come on in? And how much of the time are like, you know, some kind of resistance, scramble, run, you know, something other than what you would think of as ideal cooperation?
If we do the search warrant right, they really don't have a lot of time to run. And we have the house surrounded by the time we, you know, we get there. And a lot of times, if it's executed to perfection, there's a lot of shock in the eyes of the people that are in the house, and they understand, because we show up with such force that they understand this is the sheriff's office, and there's no reason, there's no you know, real good reason at least to try to resist or anything else. You just basically understand and be cooperative. So it's been my experience in the literally hundreds of search warrants that I've been associated with or written myself that if we do things the way we plan to do things, there's not an opportunity for people to run or hopefully not to fight. Now, we've had some resistance. There's no doubt. Usually people that see us in the front yard, they will run and try to run into the house. But like I said, we've done this before. And it's not something that we just make up on the way to the house. We have a lot of planning a lot of strategy goes into it.
Well, that makes sense. Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chip Simmons. Chief, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for telling us a little bit about what you all do and for keeping us safe. We appreciate the time.
You bet. Take care.